A defeat for opponents of the government's Rwanda programme, at least in the short term. The UK High Court says next Tuesday's flight deporting the first group of asylum seekers to Kigali can go ahead. Pro-refugee groups had argued the policy was unlawful, and they were backed in court on Friday by the UN refugee agency, the UNHCR.
She outlined the hopelessness of the judicial system in Rwanda. It doesn't have facilities, it doesn't have lawyers, it doesn't have interpreters, it simply doesn't have the capacity to deal with this. But of course, that is not the issue. The fact is that Rwanda is unsafe. It's a place where any opposition to the current government is often locked up. We don't want to see refugees locked up. We want to see refugees looked after safely.
But the judge here said it was important the Home Office be able to implement immigration control decisions. He's allowed the groups to appeal, though. That's going to happen on Monday.
All along, the government's accepted that there would be legal challenges to its plan, while insisting it would soon be sending people to Rwanda. But it's still possible it could face a wider judicial review, including into whether Rwanda, in fact, is a safe country to send vulnerable people.
The UK and Rwanda announced the agreement back in April. The first stage has involved a payment of more than $150 million to the Rwandan government. The British government hopes the scheme will deter people from crossing the English Channel from France in small boats. Last year, 28,000 people made the dangerous journey. So far this year, more than 10,000 people have done so. But experts doubt that the Rwanda scheme will change much.
The UK government has already implemented a range of what are being described as hostile environment policies towards migrants and asylum seekers. And these have not deterred people from crossing borders. And on the contrary, reducing legal routes for claiming asylum increases the undocumented routes.
For now, the flights to Rwanda can in theory begin. In the next few weeks, opponents of the Rwanda scheme will try to convince the courts that the entire policy is unlawful. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.